to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
If you don't have access to Texas newspapers or the Internet, you may not have heard the sensational news about the enormous cache of weapons just seized in Laredo, Texas. U.S. authorities grabbed two explosive devices, materials for making 33 more bombs, military-style grenades, 26 grenade triggers, large quantities of AK-47 assault rifles, 1,200 rounds of ammunition, machine gun assembly kits, 300 primers, bulletproof vests, police scanners, sniper scopes, narcotics, and cash. That sounds like a war is going on in Texas. If bomb-making factories and firearms assembly plants are ordinary day-to-day business in the drug war along our southern border, the American people need to know about it. The Valverde County Chief Deputy warned that drug traffickers are helping terrorists with possible al-Qaeda ties to cross the Texas-Mexico border into the United States. A government spokesman in Houston said, "At this point, there is no connection with anything in Iraq." But we are not so easily reassured. We wonder what our government is doing to fulfill its duty to protect each of the states against invasion, as called for in the U.S. Constitution, Article 4. The Department of Homeland Security sent a confidential memo in January to our Border Patrol agents warning that they could be the targets of assassins hired by alien smugglers. The alert states that the contract killers will probably be members of the vicious MS-13 street gang. There is indeed a drug war going on between rival drug gangs, but the U.S. government seems to be just a bystander without manpower or weapons to take action. I hope that our government is not going to continue to leave our border agents like sitting ducks for Mexican snipers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Well, boys and girls, you know how I like to tell stories sometime on the show, and it's that time of the night. Some of you are going to bed. This is somewhat of a bedtime story. I've got a great one for you. I have a story that will dazzle you, surprise you, awaken you, shake you. But more than anything, it's going to piss you off. This is an American story about the American dream, folks. This is the story, boys and girls, of Gilberto Cruz Hernandez, an illegal alien from Mexico who came here as a teenager in the late 90s and settled in the great state of North Carolina. And why did he come, folks? He came for a better life. That's right. Over the years, this young man accumulated many, many documents. Some said that Some of these documents said he was an approved guest worker. He had a green card, a Social Security card, all fake. Then he went and got a bona fide North Carolina ID card issued by the Division of Motor Vehicles. He later got a full-fledged driver's license from the DMV, who will give one to anybody with a pulse and breathing. They gave it to him despite the fact that he already had a horrible, horrible driving record. He then passed three background checks to get a job working as a press operator for a printing company in Greensboro, North Carolina. This was obviously, folks, one of those jobs that Americans simply will not do. The pay? $850 a week. I'm going to say it again. This guy was running a press in a printing company, and he was making $850 a week. Sometime between that time that he got here and the time that he got the job, he had been deported twice, once from South Carolina in 1999 and in 2003 from the state of Arizona. And he came back both times. And after the deportations, he was ticketed 11 times for speeding and other infractions by the North Carolina Highway Patrol and police departments of Winston-Salem. None of those traffic stops resulted in his arrest as an illegal alien. None. Or an arrest as a prior deportee, which would have made his presence a felony. He was even stopped in High Point, North Carolina, after the police suspected a crime in progress as he pulled out of a closed car sale lot late one night. He was let go and never detected for the criminal that he was. After receiving his high-paying job, the same government that had deported him twice backed a FHA loan of $123,000 so that he could buy a brand-new house in Winston-Salem. Did you hear what I said? The government that deported this clown two times guaranteed a loan so he could buy a house in our country. He was able to buy this house in February of 2004, only 16 months after the same federal government had deported him in the state of Arizona. Imagine that, folks, being deported, and then 16 months later, not only are you back and working a good job, you're buying a house. Unreal. The loan was backed by the federal government, but the loan came from Washington Mutual Bank. Señor Hernandez, an illegal alien from Mexico, was living the American dream, folks. Family, house, wife, good paying job. After all, he only came here for a better life, and he got it. Living the American dream, though, is not always what it seems. Señor Hernandez is not what he seemed. And today, he is sitting in the Forsyth County Jail awaiting trial. Is he there for traffic violations? No. Is he there for being an illegal alien? No. Is he there for being an illegal alien that returned to the United States? No. He is there for being a mass burglar who terrorized and raped 8 women in Greensboro, High Point, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Raped 8 women. Viciously. A mass bandit who terrorized these women over approximately a 6-month period. He was a serial rapist. And now the feds, oh yeah, now they put a hold on him, an immigration hold, to make sure that if he beats the case, they're going to deport him. Or if he does time, they're going to deport him. But oh yeah, now they got a hold on this clown. Señor Hernandez's lawyer cautions us from passing judgment on his involvement in these rapes until he gets his day in court. You see, folks, it's a pretty flimsy case. All they have is Hernandez's DNA evidence from every rape. That's right. They've got his DNA saying that he's the guy who did it. Imagine that. A flimsy case indeed. One of the rapes even occurred on the street where he lived before moving into his new FHA-backed home. Why wasn't his status checked after those 11 tickets for driving infractions, folks? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because it's probably a sanctuary program there in North Carolina, just like we got here in good old Los Angeles with LAPD Special Order 40. Same thing. Same thing. Even the time he was stopped, when they thought there was a crime in progress, he was only given a ticket for driving without a license, his third in 3 years, and let go. All illegal aliens do not rape, and they're not all going to rape. Of course they won't. But this guy did. You cannot change that. Those women would not have been raped if this idiot, this illegal alien criminal bastard, wasn't in our country. They would not have been raped, and they would not have lost. Their lives are changed forever. Gone. Over with. Because of the stigma and the thoughts in their mind and the sense of being afraid for the rest of their lives, all because of this man. They are suffering today because the PCBS got in the way of the police doing their job. 11 traffic stops between 1998 and last June. 4 times for speeding. 7 times for no driver's license or having a false license. 3 times for not having proper vehicle registration. 1 for running a red light. And once for displaying an improper license. And 1 for no insurance. And none of those times did they take this guy into custody. Not once. Not once did they take him into custody. If they would have done that, these women would not have been raped. That is a fact. But no, they let it go because they didn't want to hurt him. He only came here for a better life. And we don't want to show any prejudice to anybody. And he wasn't a criminal. He was just here illegally. See, that's why I get so angry about when I hear about them coming here illegally, but they haven't broken any laws. They broke a law by being here. They broke a law by staying here. And he even broke a law by buying that house. But those people in North Carolina who let the police do this to them are just as stupid as the police are. And I don't understand it. You people should be protesting the way we're protesting and people in other parts of the country are. This is outrageous. This is outrageous what's going on. Right here in our city of Los Angeles, an illegal alien could commit a felony, do the time, get deported, come back to this city, be seen by the police officer who locked him up, and they can do nothing because this guy is only here on an immigration violation. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But they'll tell you, well, we can't get involved because then if we start arresting people for the immigration status, then they won't report crimes. They're the ones committing the crimes. You idiots. Arrest them. Get them the hell out of here and you won't have to deal with them later. But no, you let it go. This guy is not only an illegal alien, with his traffic record and what he did to these women, he is a menace to society. But you got to remember, whatever he did, whoever he was, whatever he planned to do, he only came here for a better life. How many times have you heard that one? This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve, the highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff, and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. I want to remind you out there who have friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website, except tonight, because we're down on the Internet. Thank you, KRLA, for that. I want to remind everybody else out there to keep listening. I want to welcome all the folks at KFNX 1100 AM in Phoenix, Arizona, KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all you folks listening on the RBN network across the country. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those you want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Who can guess? Anybody got a guess out there? Many times you've heard me talk about a lawless America. That's where we live now. The wild, wild west. The whole country is lawless. This new lawless nation is not only in politics, but now we have an officially lawless religion. Catholicism. That's right. Now, I'm not talking about the rank-and-file Catholics who follow the Bible and follow the edicts of the church letter for letter. I'm not talking about you. I know you love your faith and you are true to your faith. I am talking about the lawless bishops and priests of the Catholic religion who ignore the Bible's command to obey the laws of the land. The worst of these trespassers is Cardinal Roger Mahoney. For years, he has protected pedophile priests who cannot keep their hands off young boys. That's right. Well, now he has officially stated that the Los Angeles Archdiocese will ignore the new federal law proposed with HB 4437. He told his parishioners during Lent to pray for lawlessness. He admonished them to pray for lawlessness. He said, quote, at this particular moment in our history, there seems to be the strident voices that are very much anti-immigrant. You are an idiot. You might be a cardinal to somebody, but you ain't nothing but an idiot. Idiot to me. Did I catch that one? You are an idiot. Nobody is anti-immigrant, Mahoney. I won't even call you cardinal. You don't even deserve that. Nobody is anti-immigrant. We are anti-law-breaking. That means we're anti-you. We are anti you because you suck. And I mean that. I mean you are what's wrong with religion today. You are why so many people are turning away from religion, because you are not true to it. I do not blame the Catholic religion. I blame you and those under you that protect these pedophile priests. You are out here protecting illegal aliens, talking about you want to make sure you can help all people that come to you. Help them and get them deported. That would be the right thing to do as a man of God. But no, you're not doing that. You're not only stupid, you're a liar. You are a liar. That's right. I call a cardinal of a church a liar. If you don't like it, email me. I'll delete him. This man is a liar when he says we are anti-immigrant. We're anti-illegal alien, and we're anti-him. And that's the truth. I have a disdain for this man because of what I have seen, because I know what he's about, folks. He's not about the church. He's not about God. This man is about how many dollars get dropped in that plate. That's what it's about. It's about the spice must flow. How many dollars can come across that archdiocese and go in that collection plate? That's all he cares about, because he knows these people come here from out of country and they drop down when they get to church and they put them dollars in there. That's what this is about. And there are those out there that are going to hate me for saying this. I couldn't care less. It is the truth. It is about money and nothing else. Here is a man of God, allegedly, who is refusing to obey the laws of the land and telling his parishioners to pray for that very lawlessness. He called on Catholics in the 288 parish archdiocese to go against the Bible and their religious teachings and to become lawbreakers and therefore sinners at the same time. I assure you that most Catholics are outraged and will not submit to his lawless demands. They're not having it, folks. They understand. I can tell you this from the numerous emails I've gotten from Catholics and also from the letters to the editor that I have read from all newspapers of people disavowing this man as their religious leader. Cardinal Mahoney, you suck. But more than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week, of the year. This is outrageous for a man of God to be demanding that his parishioners become lawless sinners. All right, folks, let's get to our boy. This one really just tears me. It really does. Let's get to our guest now, folks. We got a buddy of mine. D.A. King from Marietta, Georgia. D.A., what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Good job you're doing, as always, buddy. Listen, before we go any further, my wife told me, say hello to Terry on the air. So hello from Sue.
All right, Sue. How you doing? What a lady. D.A., we want to out somebody tonight, as we just outed Cardinal Mahoney. We're not afraid to say it. Tell us the guy that you are here to talk about tonight so people will understand what's going on. We got 10 minutes to do it.
Thank you very much, Terry. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. I live about 25 miles from our state capital. Here in Atlanta, we have a state senator named Sam Zamaripa. Now, get this. This guy is on the National Board of MALDEF. He is the founding partner and the marketing director of a bank from which he is making mortgage loans to illegal aliens. He is part of an investment firm that is buying small television and radio stations around the Southeast and converting them to Spanish language. He is the face of the illegal alien lobby here in Georgia, and he is the major push before the Real ID Act was passed to get driver's licenses for illegal aliens. I hate to use the term slick, parasitic, huckster on anybody but Morris Deans, but I think our state senator Sam Zamaripa fits the bill as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, let's back up here, folks. This is a man who is a state senator, correct?
That's it.
And he has got a business that panders to illegal aliens. He is making money off of the very problem that he is in the Senate proliferating.
That is exactly right, Terry. We have some legislation here that we've all worked very, very hard on for more than a year, and it looks like we may get it passed. It's called the Georgia Security and Immigration Compliance Act. If we get this bill through, it will be absolutely the most comprehensive, and I say that in a good way, absolutely the most comprehensive and effective bill of any state in the nation, and I know that to be a fact. Try and guess who is the major opposition to that bill.
I give up.
It is State Senator, MALDEF National Board Member, and mortgage loan to the illegal alien Sam Zamarripa.
And for you folks out there that don't know what MALDEF is, it's a vile racist organization. Go ahead, D.A.
MALDEF could be described as one of the most aggressive proponents of illegal immigration
right.
in the country.
Anti-American, vile, racist organization.
Now, I wrote a little, I wrote an article about Zamarripa to try and get the word out on him and posted it on my friend Peter Brimelow's website, VDARE, VDARE.com. And we're going to have an annual award to give out to the most corrupt and hispandering politician in the country at the end of every year. The first year, it went to Sam Zamarripa, so we're calling it the Zamarripa Award.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I hope people will go on and read the column on V there and get some information on this guy. I have been trying for 3 years to get the press to find the courage to stop sheltering this man and actually tell the people who don't study this issue in Georgia, let them know what's going on, and we're starting to have some success. So it's State Senator Sam Zamarripa, folks. If you go on V there and read the column, give him a little email. Be polite, but let him know that you know what's happening.
I wouldn't even be polite, but that's my way. But let me say this to you, D.A. How does this guy treat you? Do you know him? Have you met him in person?
I've met him many times. When I started going down to the Capitol after I quit my business to do this, he treated me as somewhat of a joke. He wanted to...
I bet he doesn't treat you as a joke now.
No, he doesn't. He wanted to tell me thank you for being a good citizen when I would go show my matricula consular card in a committee meeting. I did several radio shows opposite him, and he would, on the air, he would exclaim that he thought I was doing the right thing, and he understood my direction. Well, those attitudes have changed now that we're having some success in exposing him. Now I'm a radical extremist. Now when Southern Poverty Law Center needs somebody to play the race card, they go to Zamarripa. And he's not fooling anybody. The people who 2 years ago did not even understand the basics about illegal immigration are now starting to figure Sam Zamarripa out. And of that, I am very, very proud.
Well, you need to be, because you're the guy who outed this guy. But the thing that gets me with it, why isn't the state of Georgia attacking this guy for a conflict of interest? I mean, this guy is in here trying to pass laws for these people so he can make money. I don't get it. How is this allowed to happen?
That's another thing. I have written a letter and taken it down to the Secretary of the Georgia Senate, pointing out the fact that, as near as I can tell by reading the rules of the Senate, that this guy is in violation of their ethics laws because of his conflict of interest. He's made it very clear that he is not going to vote for our comprehensive bill here. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out that if we start getting rid of illegal aliens, his banking business is going to go downhill. I find that to be a conflict of interest. There's a letter on our website on the DustinInmanSociety.org. If somebody goes to the blog page and wants to read it, I have written a letter to the Secretary of the Senate exposing this guy, and I am following through. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to the Capitol and follow through on this. I'm not going to rest until justice is done with this man.
Now, are you getting any help? Are there any other senators that are on to this guy that are willing to come out and speak against him?
Terry, it's like pulling teeth. I have finally educated some other senators on what's going on. I've been at it for 3 years. I've educated some state representatives. As far as if there is anybody that's going to help me, quite frankly, I think they would rather let me go ahead and do the work.
Right.
Sit back and watch.
Lone Ranger syndrome.
Well,
you know, the whole time this has been happening, this guy's been making buku bucks. This guy's making millions of dollars. He's rich. He's filthy rich. Every day he's getting filthier rich. And as long as it goes on, he's going to make more money. And he's willing to do it. And what happens? Even if they catch him in something, they're going to slap his wrist, take away his position in the Senate, and say, okay, you can't be a politician anymore. Well, you know, that's a pay cut for him anyway.
Well, now, Terry, I've been a busy boy at this. There's a little more to this story. I have filed a complaint with the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement about his being, as near as I can see, again, in violation of Title 8, 1324, which says it's a crime to assist, encourage, shelter, or harbor an illegal alien. Now, I happen to know that the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement has forwarded that case to the U.S. attorney here in Atlanta, and I am told from my congressman's aide, who is following this for me, that the case, and I quote, has merit. And again, of that I'm very proud. So
that's good.
Everybody cross their fingers for me.
Well, we'll see what happens. And, you know, this is the kind of deal that you wonder how this is allowed to happen. You know what? For anything that you and I would do, we'd be put in jail. You heard my monologue about this guy in North Carolina. Look at all this guy did. Can you imagine you and I getting that many traffic tickets and not being in jail somewhere?
No,
they would lock us up, man. But these people are getting away with murder. They are the chosen people. You know, they're like the new Israelites or something. You know, they're walking through the wilderness and getting manna from heaven every day. It's unbelievable. And this guy is just one of many. There's thousands of them doing this. Thousands of them doing it.
That's exactly right, buddy. It seems to me that there's two sets of laws. There's the laws that apply to us poor, dumb, sucker taxpayers, and then there's laws that apply to the employers and the illegal aliens, and now the bankers.
Well, all right, D.A., we've outed this guy, and anybody that wants to complain about him, his name is Sam Zamarripa. He's bordering on racist, but he's absolutely doing things that are unethical and probably illegal. And the thing about that is, if you're going to let him get away with it, folks, especially those of you in Georgia, then you get what you deserve. You really do.
Thank you, Terry. Listen, I hope people will go on, especially in the Southeast, but everybody, and go on our site and read about this man. It's our website is thedustininmansociety.org. And if you hit our blog page, I try to put something up there about him about once a week. I really, really appreciate this, Terry, and I hope you and I see each other very soon.
I appreciate you, buddy. Problem tonight, our internet is down. Carol A. is not streaming this tonight, and who knows why, but we'll get it out the best way we can.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy, you take care.
Thank you now.
All right. Folks, yesterday morning I went to the Urban Policy Roundtable. That's Earl Afari Hutchinson's group over there in South Central L.A. in Leimert Park. A very good round table that gets a lot of good done in the community. I applaud them for what they do. I was treated very nicely. I debated a young man named Alvaro Huerta from Churla, another racist organization. And they say they're not, but they are. They brought a little contingent of people, and I debated him. He didn't have much. Let's just be honest. It was all emotion. What we should do for them? We should do this for them. We should do that for them. But nothing as far as the law. And then he went on to say, "Well, we can't deport all these people, which we can, and we will. We're going to have to. That's just the way it is." But I appreciate these forums, but you know, constantly they have them. And especially for the black community to come out the way they did. This is the second time I did it. I did it in 2004, December, and I did it yesterday. And the black community is angry. I mean, rabidly angry over this issue. They manifested that yesterday. We had LAPD officers there in plain clothes who were angry about it. We had school teachers. We had construction workers. We had everybody who was angry about this issue. And I'm tired of debating with these people. I don't understand why they're always invited to debate and to, quote, give both sides when we've already decided. We've already decided that we're against it. We should be having strategy meetings now about what we're going to do about it. But I do want to applaud Earl Afari Hutchinson and his group over there at the Lucy Florence Cafe on 43rd and Dagenham. Great food over there, folks. I want to applaud them for at least bringing this to the light and allowing me to speak, and for having the other guy over there to make himself look like an idiot. And I really think it's important that we continue to dialogue, but not with these people who are trying to talk us out of the fact that there's a problem. my attitude about that is it would be like having a meeting about slavery and the effects of slavery on the black community and bringing in some ancestors of the slave owners to tell us how it was cool and how the slaves love being slaves. I mean, you know, there's nothing they can tell me about slavery that's going to make it okay. But, you know, that's how they run it, and, you know, they do it their way. But it was very good because it showed me that black folks are extremely, extremely angry. I'm going to play one of our clips now, folks. This is Mr. Art Torres, who was once the head. I believe he's still the head of the Democratic Party here in California.
Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California. Understand that.
And people say to me on the Senate floor when I was in the Senate, why are you fight so hard for him?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
And more, visit skirball.org. I'm Ray Mines, News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. We are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month working from home. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, call the 3-Step Plan 24-hour info line right now at 888-366-5258. We will teach you everything you need to know to get your business off and running. You will need internet access, a telephone, and good people skills. Families from all over the nation are now using the 3-Step Plan to make extra money, pay off bills, improve their lifestyle, and work from home. Check out the 3-Step Plan.
Call 888. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Attention, Americans. This is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6th, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration, and we're going to get to everybody on the phone. The lines are full, but first, a word from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group, safestgold.com. The number is 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, good evening to you, Terry. It's always good to be on with you.
Likewise.
I would like to start off just by, you know, probably people hear us every week talking, and we're talking about gold. We've actually had a lot of your listeners have called our company. They purchased gold from us. They took delivery of the gold. They had their broker track their gold coins with them. And your listeners have actually been making money by investing in gold. So by steering your listeners to us, Terry.
I feel good about that too, Jonathan. Because that money has gone, the money they have invested has gone up since they invested it. That's good.
Absolutely. And what people do is they call in, they generally want to know more about gold, and people have in the back of their mind that they understand gold provides a hedge for them, a hedge against inflation. In fact, gold's the only asset that has kept pace with inflation for the past 200 years. But what we really show your listeners when they come aboard is all the other news that you're broadcasting tonight, news that really doesn't get into mainstream topics, but really straight from the horse's mouth, from your sources, from the people, you know, within the country. We have exactly the same methods of delivering our news. You know, we have to be one step ahead, not only of our competition, but one step ahead of what's happening in our economy with the latest news, so people can act intelligently on it. And we have an Insider's Gold Guide, which isn't just a little pamphlet. It's a $20 book. It actually has a CD in the back, which you can plug in your car or your computer, which will talk to you about our company, our services, and how gold can protect you. And if they want to receive that courtesy of us this evening, all they have to do is pick up the phone right now and dial 1-800-510-9594. Again, that number is 800-510-9594. We urge you to call because this is the time, not yesterday, but now, to diversify and protect yourself with precious metals as the dollar declines.
Folks, that number is 1-800-510-9594. You can go to the website, safestgold.com. Jonathan, I want to thank you for coming on. And I want to tell you folks out there, all the people that I know who have listened to the show and have invested are very happy with the results. Very happy, and have wrote and told me. So you may want to get involved in this. It is something that will hedge your bet financially. It's not where you want to put all your money, but you do want to put some of it there. Give Jonathan a call. The number is 1-800-510-9594. We will give that number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks so much, Terry. Have a great evening.
You too. You take care. All right, folks, let's get right to the phone. Let's go to Tom calling from Santa Barbara, California. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I was going to point out to you in the front page of the paper today, there's an article, main article, essentially based on class warfare, and it's talking about all the Mexican immigrants versus the wealthy people in Santa Barbara going to the same schools and how some have more than others. But the classic of it is there's a huge front page color picture of this family looking like victims, a Mexican family. And in the background in the picture, there are two Mexican flags hanging there. No, there's nothing American. And it's just the juxtaposition of what the article's trying to say is how unfair it is in America that people can't get equal educations, and the parents pose in front of Mexican flags. It's just an outrage, but it's typical of our rag. We have the Santa Barbara News Press here, and it's
they're all rags.
Very, very supportive.
Well,
but,
what about ours? A lot of times, I mean, it's just as bad. But
oh yeah, no, it's the same headset. And of course, they would never write an article about the impact of illegal immigration.
Tom, you heard me talk about the forum I went to yesterday. I had a young Hispanic girl, a very pretty girl from East L.A., stood up and bragged that her mother and father were in the country illegally. You know, me, I want to know where they're at. I know people. I'll turn them in. But the thing that angered me the most was her arrogance about, yeah, my mother and father came here illegally, and now I'm here, and I got it made, and you're not going to tell me this. You're not going to tell me. Oh, it was disgusting. And not one kind word for America. Nothing. Not one word in view of her being here for this country. Nothing.
I know, and arrogance is probably the exact word, because when, as they say, you look at this huge color picture, you may be able to pick it up on the internet, the Santa Barbara News Press.
I want to keep my dinner.
Your listeners can see it, but they should see it. And here's a family sitting on a sofa in front of two Mexican flags,
uh-huh,
acting as victims that some people in the school, and this is what it's about, actually happen to have more money. And some of them have a lot more money. Of course, they're legal. They're Americans. They earned it, and they pay way more in their fair share in taxes. But anyway, I just thought you would.
Well, I appreciate it, Tom. I appreciate it, and I don't want to see the picture. I want to keep my dinner down. But I'm going to tell you something. The more they show pictures like that, the newspaper does a service to us because that angers people, and the more people that see it, come over to our side, and that's what we need. Tom, thanks for the call.
You bet, Terry. Thanks.
Let's go to Jamie calling from Lenore, North Carolina. Jamie, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. This is Jamie.
How are you?
I'm just fine. Terry, I talked to you a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Telling you about the problem up here in the mountains.
Absolutely.
Of North Carolina.
And you know what, Jamie? I've been meaning to get back to you. I've just been so busy, but I still got your email. I was gonna email you this week. But
go
ahead.
That's fine. Yeah, Terry, we have gangs here now. We have Mexican gangs.
Unbelievable.
And as far as I know, we've never even had a gang, not in my county. And now they're arresting MS-13 gang members here in our county.
Welcome to L.A., Jamie.
Oh, it's bad. It's horrible, Terry. And from what I understand, we have one of the highest growing illegal immigrant populations in the United States.
Unbelievable.
And
North Carolina has the biggest influx of illegals over the last 5 years of any state. That is true.
It's horrible. And not only that, they're putting us out of work. Okay, we were known as the furniture capital of the world. Well, now those furniture factories have went to China. So all we have left here is basically landscaping, construction. But guess who's got those jobs?
Not us.
It's illegal immigrants.
That's right.
And my brother out of business. And I tell you what, I am mad. I am fed up.
Good for you.
And I have people tell me every day, Janie, you're going to get killed for saying the things you say. That's not politically correct. You're being racist. I'm not being racist. I'm fed up. When they come in this country illegally, they should be picked up, deported, and sent right back to where they came from.
And, Jamie, when these ignorant, stupid people tell you that, you tell them, number one, I'm not afraid. I'm an American. I'm not afraid. And number two, when they tell you that you're racist and you're saying that, you distance yourself and move to the next person. Do not spend your time with them. Just move right on and get, you know what I mean? Just let them alone because it's a waste of your time.
That's true.
Jamie, I got to go. I got to move on. I got a full board here. I'm going to get in touch with you.
Okay, thank you.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge, California. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
By the way, your commentary was excellent on Cardinal Mahoney. That was just unbelievable. I have to get a tape of it. And unfortunately, the sad story in North Carolina in Greensboro about how a guy is not, you know, all the traffic tickets, but he ended up raping a woman. What can you ever say to that American? We're sorry. It's just not good enough.
It really isn't.
It's just horrifying. And the guy that is making money getting loans, you know, there ought to be every North Carolina who could not get a loan, Terry. How many people could not get a loan?
And Wendy, when the newspaper I read this in,
yeah,
call Washington Mutual,
yeah,
no comment.
Yeah, I bet. And thousands of Americans, or who knows, a couple hundred Americans couldn't get home. So it's just, that is absolutely treason on local and national level.
That's right.
And it's just absolutely horrifying. And your show is absolutely brilliant. I want you to know that. You are rocking, my friend.
Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Listen, I've got a forum this Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I've got Joan Vion. She's coming in from the East Coast. And as you know, Joan goes to every United Nations meeting there is. And it's not good, Terry. So she's coming into Los Angeles, and she's going to be at my place on Thursday night, March 9th, at 7:30. And I hope everyone can make it.
Give a phone number, Wendy.
Yeah, our phone number is 818-385-4003. That's 818-385-4003. Thank you so much, Terry. Your show's it's just the best.
One last thing, Wendy, about the United Nations.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those movies? I mean, those TV clips where they show they collapse these buildings, they implode them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
just there's so much going on right now, Terry.
I would give them 10 minutes to clear the United Nations building, and I would implode it. Okay. and then I wouldn't even recycle anything. I would just bulldoze it into the Hudson. You know, that's what I would do. But that's just my opinion. We need to be out of the United Nations. They have not served this country whatsoever.
No, and they kicked them out way back when they were the League of Nations, and America found out what they were really about.
That's right.
But after World War I, World War II, when I hate to say that the New World Order kind of put a lot of pressure on and they moved them in.
Absolutely. All right, kid.
All right, babe.
Take care.
Okay,
all
bye-bye.
Right. Let's go to Linda calling from Burbank, California. Linda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I have two things. First, since Bush signed the Deficit Reduction Act, people should call their congressmen and U.S. senators to make sure that the particular part in the bill where it says for Medicaid recipients to prove U.S. citizenship in order to claim benefits gets enforced, but not under the Real ID Act. First of all, the Deficit Reduction Act is separate from the Real ID Act. Second, there are four states that do enforce it. New York, Texas, Maine, and Montana. They can turn to one of those states for a model. I prefer Maine or Montana because New York was ground zero and Texas is Bush's state and where Alex Jones has shown, you know, that, you know, the police state has begun, you know, when after 9/11 happened in Texas. So I would prefer Maine and Montana.
Uh-huh.
Second, I've got an idea of how to do away with all the bilingual, you know, that they print out.
Right.
Okay, if people don't understand English, for those people, if they don't have a relative like my grandmother had when she was alive, or a friend or a neighbor to help them out, and if they won't hang out in any English-speaking environment like my Hungarian friend did at a bar, they
can
watch Sesame Street.
Yeah, that'll work.
That's how preschoolers learn words.
It worked for my kids, you know what I mean? It sure worked for them. Well, maybe. I don't know. These people are illiterate in two languages, so who knows, you know?
And if preschoolers can learn words from Sesame Street, people that don't know English can learn English on Sesame Street.
I would agree.
And they should make that mandatory.
Well, we'll see. It sounds like a good suggestion. Linda, thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
You take care.
You too.
Say hi to your friend in the bar. You know, about the United Nations, folks, I believe we should be out of that organization. We should have been out of them years ago. They've done nothing for us. They vote against everything we want. What have they accomplished in the world? What have they accomplished? And I'm telling you, a lot of people say, oh, you're too hard on the United Nations. Show me what they've done for this country. I don't care about those other countries anymore. I really don't. I'm tired of it. What have they done for this country? And what I meant was, we need to put them out of this country. If you want to build United Nations building, build it somewhere else. And we're going to tear that one down. We don't need it to be on American soil anymore. Build it over in Geneva, Switzerland. No, I got a better idea than that. Build it in France. Put it up in France. That's the place for it. That'll be the perfect place. Let's go to Michelle, calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Michelle, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you been?
Pretty good. Real busy. We just got back from Cochise County on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, and it was a real good event out there. And we're still moving along, spreading the word out and educating Americans on what's going on.
The media didn't even cover that event there, did they?
Well, actually, we had a Irish channel come out there from the Ireland television, and then we had a few newspapers do some coverage. But, you know, as usual, when we talk about this stuff, it seems like the media just doesn't want to talk about it, you know, so we have to actually get out there and meet people. And
you know when they'll come out and talk about it, Michelle? When there's violence. Oh, boy, they'll be all over the place then.
Well, it's pretty scary here, I'll tell you. We just went to the Kennedy rally over on, the McCain rally for Senator McCain out here in Phoenix on Saturday, and we had probably about 30 or 35 people between Minutemen, Mothers Against Illegal Aliens, and Border Gardens, and there were a few other people. But we had about 400 opposing us, and they were all speaking Spanish, chanting, yes, we can, in Spanish, and sometimes in English. But the big thing was the Phoenix Police Department was there, and they allowed the opposition to set up loudspeakers, mm-hmm. big horns, and mics on the property of Senator McCain's office. And they let them broadcast in Spanish only, and they were chanting and yelling, you know, normally like they always do in these things, I guess, you know. And until I questioned the security guard, and then it was brought up to the police department's attention, that I just thought that, you know, unless they showed me permission with a fax or some type of paperwork that they were allowed to protest on the property, because normally the protests are supposed to be on the public sidewalk.
Right.
They weren't able to prove that, and they removed themselves from the property, and then
place themselves across the street in the State Farm parking lot, which that was another event. But it just was really funny that the police department didn't take it upon themselves to question them first, that they just set up on a senator's property.
I have seen the police departments across this country do amazing things, and I have seen them do things like that. It depends on the mood of the police department. Most police departments are against us, let's be honest. And they're not going to do anything to facilitate the law. Imagine that. The people who are supposed to enforce the laws are supporting the people who are breaking the laws and advocating the breaking of laws. It amazes me. I don't know much about the Phoenix PD.
We're at the protest at the 36th Street and Thomas thing at the simultaneously, and I just spoke with one of the ladies there that was in charge of it, and she said that the illegals were throwing rocks at them. They were throwing other type of personal paraphernalia at them that was landing in the street, and the police weren't there to do anything.
I'm going to tell you something. This is going to get real ugly.
The American citizens right now, there's going to be an email sent to the chief of police out here that I guess the citizens are now going to be taking arms, and they're going to be, carrying their weapons openly because they don't feel safe that the police aren't protecting them out here.
And they can do that in Phoenix as long as it's in a holster and it's on the side. They can do it, and I won't blame them. And, boy, you're going to have the Wild Wild West again, all because the police won't do their job. You know, Michelle, I talked about the forum I was at yesterday here in South Central, and the little gentleman who sat next to me from the organization CHRLA, I applauded him for coming, and I also said during the meeting that even though I disagree with everything he said, diametrically opposed to every word he said, I respect his right to come out there and speak his mind, to give his opinion. I also respect his right as an American citizen, even though he's probably a jackpot baby, but I expect his right to come out there and speak his mind. And I will get up and stand next to him and fight any crowd who tries to take that away from him. That is what they are attempting to do to us. They will not allow us to have our right to say what we want and our First Amendment constitutional rights. We have a right to say these things. We have a right to assemble. We have a right to congregate. We have a right to protest. But they're going to take that right away from us if we don't stand up for it.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, a lot of the people there, I guess, were being handed little white envelopes towards the end of the event. And we don't know what was in those little white envelopes, but there were quite a few of them being passed out, apparently.
All right, Michelle, you keep up that great work you're doing.
I just want to let you guys know that we're going to be going to the Reckoning in Texas as well, Mothers Against Illegal Aliens.
We'll see you there.
If there's any new listeners, we do have a website, and it's called mothersagainstillegalaliens.org.
Love it. You're doing great work, kid. We're proud of you.
Thank you, sir. I love your show. That lady that was just on, she was right. You were just right on.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, Michelle. You take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Dave calling from Reno. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, good evening to you, Terry.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad, Terry, considering the state of the world these days. I've been following it for some years now. I'm getting to be a little bit older, you know. And,
aren't we all? Some of us today, but go on.
I think you're doing an excellent job of exposing what the immigration is doing to this country, the illegal immigration.
Thank you, sir.
And there are, as I'm sure you're aware, at least two or three other main areas on which this country, or really any country, stands as far as retaining its sovereignty and not losing its constitution and the rights of the basic rights of the people to maintain democracy, or at least a representative republic where we have some say in Congress. But between the Congress and the administration at the highest levels, what I've observed in this administration is one of their modus operandi, and they have more than one, I would imagine, but this is one of their main ones, is that they have apparently, and they like to give the impression they did the best they could, and that there was some negligence involved in some areas, and they can put it off on how many people were involved in the relief effort at Katrina, which is still a disaster area down there, and no promises were kept. But they do things very blatantly, and at the same time, they'll blame it in the news, and they'll spin it out through the mass media as being a case of negligence at worst, and they'll get it better next time at best.
Yeah, good luck.
and what's happening as far as not rebuilding the dike system there, which would take a pittance compared to what's spent. It could probably what they spend on Iraq in 1 week at a couple of billion dollars.
They could overbuild it for that. They could they could build it to withstand a huge hurricane. But you know what? They're not going to do it.
No, they're not, because they have an end objective here, Terry. And I would imagine you're aware of it. But it's going to have to be told here, because unless we know where this crazy ship of state is going under their direction, people have no power to stop it, because their end game is to bring this country down to the level of a third world nation.
Well, they're doing a pretty good job of
to meld it into the new world order.
The Bush administration has slipped to the lowest, probably the worst administration that we will see in our lifetime. And I remember when I first started talking about Bush, Dave, I used to jump on him every week because I can't stand him. I think he's a horrible president.
Well, he's very unpatriotic.
Absolutely.
He's destroying the country.
But when I first started to talk about the guy, boy, I got letters from emails from Republicans. Oh, that's my president.
Yeah.
I don't get any of that anymore. In fact, I can't find anybody who will speak up for the guy anymore. Everybody's down on him now.
Yeah,
and that is amazing.
He's proven it with his track record.
That is amazing.
He's gone on long enough at 5 years
now.
That's
right. His own party refuses to side with him on most of the issues he comes out with, and it's just amazing. I gotta go, Dave. Thanks
for
the call.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. You take care.
All right.
You know what, folks? I got some bad news for you tonight. I wanna get out before we go off the air. I'm sure many of you know Dr. Madeline Cosman. She was on our show, I guess, about a month and a half ago. Very nice lady who talks about the diseases that are coming into our country unchecked through illegal immigration. Some of the most vile diseases, Chagas disease and other stuff that I've never heard of. Her presentations were so fabulous. I saw her in Washington. I saw her in Chicago. I saw her presentation in Las Vegas. Every time I saw it, I enjoyed it because she was so right on with this, and it was a different aspect of illegal immigration than most of us had heard. She passed away. She died last Thursday, and I don't know the details or anything else, but I know it's been verified through her daughter. So we're going to miss her very much, Dr. Madeline Cosman. What a fighter for this cause, for this country. She was really, really one of the good folks, educated, smart, and willing to travel anywhere to get the word out, and we just really loved her. Now we're going to miss her very much, Dr. Madeline Cosman. A few more words about the forum that I went to yesterday, the Urban Policy Roundtable. For those of you folks who ask me all the time, how come black people aren't angry? You should have been there. You should have been there. They were angry. And I know what you're saying. Well, when are they going to stand up? It's starting, folks. Black folks are angry. But what's happening is the leadership is telling them, calm down, calm down. We can build a coalition with the illegal aliens. We can make this work for us. We can put it in a perspective where it's going to be okay. And it's not. And let me tell you something. They're not going for that anymore. They want something done now. That we had school teachers there. We had cops there. We got people who are angry and fed up and are not going to put up with it any longer. So I'm just going to tell you folks this. It's coming. It's coming your way soon. You're going to see the black community stand up. You're going to see the Hispanic community stand up more than it ever has. And one more thing you're going to see. You're going to see Americans united. You're going to see Americans of all colors and races together against this problem, because we don't care what race the illegals are. We just care that they are illegal. That is a fact. I want to remind everybody to read This Week with the Swings. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress there at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback in Phoenix, Arizona. Go get your oil change, buy a new car, used car. Patronize Rusty. He's a good guy, and he's standing up for America. I want to thank my producer, Les Blinkhorn, and I also want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. And I want to remind you folks, we do need your help to stay on the air. Please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. You know, folks, we don't beg a lot for money, but we do need it. And it's very expensive to stay on the air, even without the internet tonight. But it's a tough deal, so we do need your help to stay on the air. Please. please, if you can help us, we would appreciate it. You can even go to PayPal. I also want to remind you that Jonathan Rose, 1-800-510-9594. That's the Capital Gold Group. Don't forget those three websites we talk about, folks, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.